What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The amount of people that didn't quite understand, first off, how good LeBron still is.
Yeah.
And second off, how great he would be in a Cavs uniform still was a little surprising to me.
Oh, that's interesting. I was not surprised by the pushback. And I'm just going to do that like I do the show.
That was
thing.
Fun, though. Yeah, that was fun.
Because I think, one, I think there are a vast number of reasons that people don't like LeBron. I also think we just have, I think there's LeBron fatigue.
No, but that's the part of this job that becomes a little, myself, I get a little fatigued with, or at least becomes a little frustrating. I love this job. You love this job. We all know that. But like the idea that then you have to explain to people and then not seem like they understand it completely. Obviously, there was like 90% of people that got it, but there was that other 10%, that loud 10%. That just, it was not for basketball reasons. It was for other things that was just LeBron's a non-starter. And then it was me trying to explain or trying to get my point across that it should be more than a starter. You should have this conversation and you should want this conversation. You should feel happy that this is the conversation.
So kind of along those lines, when we were driving up to Michigan on Wednesday, I texted a couple friends and I had gotten a couple texts. And I was just interested to see how people would respond to another homecoming, because even in my own brain, I was like, yeah, it's not going to be the same as 2014. But the reason why it can't be the same as 2014 is LeBron's at the end of his career, and I think he gives you a better chance to win, but like, it's just not 2014. He's already won the first championship. And I think that's what makes the idea of LeBron leaving the Lakers, especially for Cleveland, so interesting is, like, LeBron doesn't just think, where can I go to win a championship? It's where can I go to win a championship, and where can I go that maybe takes my legacy to the next step? And Cleveland, by all, like, another win in Cleveland, coming home again, it would be significant. But I just don't know it could be as big as it was in 2014 for people. I don't know he would curry as much goodwill and good favor. And to a person, I asked people in Cleveland that are in the media, just picking their brains. I asked our buddy John Fanta. I asked my buddy Jim Cost in Detroit. I asked Bill Ryder. I asked all these people that I know. And to a person, they were like, to some varying degree of, yeah, it'd be cool, but it ain't going to be 2014.
Yeah, no, I think that's the right read on it. I mean, think about the audio that still gets played when LeBron came home and it's Lima doing the update and just losing his mind. Like, that was such a monumental thing. And
give it to me!
Yeah.
Give it to me!
Like, that's awesome.
Would Lima now be like, give it to me? Would he go like walking on it?
I was definitely walking at the end of it. Give it to me. I don't know what his reaction would be, but I'm sure it'd be great.
Hey, LeBron's back.
It'd still be good, but it would also, it just wouldn't hit the same way. But I think that a lot of that has to do with the idea that right now, a lot of people believe that the Cavs without LeBron can make it to the NBA Finals this upcoming season. Whether you do or I do, it's a different story, but like Vegas right now thinks that you can. Vegas right now has the Cavs at 55.5 wins for the upcoming season and the best team in the East. adding LeBron should help that. No one's denying it. But it doesn't take away from the idea that they built this thing without LeBron as well.
But if we focus on LeBron winning on the court and off the court, meaning there's a narrative that you can spin and then you actually win on the court as well, Cleveland's really one of the only places that satiates that. Like, I think New York, because of, like, Madison Square Garden, I actually think that would be kind of an interesting, like, exclamation point if he went to New York and then won one season with the Knicks and then won the first championship since 1972. There aren't a lot of other places like that, though.
Yeah, so what I came up with last week, I want to tell it to you, so you can tell me whether or not you think it was a right take, wrong take, anything in between.
Finally, quarterback tier retribution.
Here we go. All right. So, oh no, that means it's dead on arrival, isn't it?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
It might be. All right, that's really
what,
be good.
What
then.
Font are you speaking in?
I'm gonna present
Could
this
Jake
in the
Murren do it better.
The Excel spreadsheet version of this take. Okay, we're gonna get this thing off. So Peyton Manning, like what's the one defining thing of Peyton Manning's career is the idea that he went to, four Super Bowls with four different head coaches. People always look at that as like, it's an awesome accomplishment because you're able to do it with different head coaches, different places, et cetera, right? If he goes to the Knicks and goes four different places, four different spots, I feel like LeBron's legacy, where I once thought it would be tarnished if he went to a different spot because it's just too many places, I feel like taking four different teams and four different franchises to the finals, that might be in a way that it was for Peyton Manning with four head coaches. With LeBron, four different systems, four different setups might be what he's most remembered for.
But what's interesting is I think we're so much more forgiving to quarterbacks and just anybody but NBA players. And anybody but LeBron. We're just the media in general, and when I say media, it's really an extension of the fans. The whole thing, the whole system is so much more unforgiving to him. I think he have to win it. I think if he leaves LA, anywhere he goes, he has to win it, because just making the NBA Finals, he'll never get that kind of credit he deserves.
But that would be the point, is that if he was able to win it, then he should already be defined as somebody that can elevate teams and elevate places the way that he's done it for three different spots already. But imagine him going to New York, putting the cape on and doing that. Now, I don't know that he'd get the same level of respect from that perspective if he came to the Cavs and did it, but it shouldn't bother him because it is a different situation. And he would be the person that got Donovan then up over the second round hump.
I think what's really interesting about this is in 2014, there was nowhere that LeBron could go where he would win off the court as much as he would in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it rewrote the decision. It rewrote his own personal arc. It brought a championship to a team that had never been, they'd been to one finals because of him, but never had a reasonable chance of winning a championship. And did it, by the way, for four straight years of having a reasonable, credible threat to win. So I don't think that's the advantage Cleveland has. I think the advantage is, I think with what you would give up to get LeBron, I think you can say LeDon Evan, as we call them, LeBron, Evan, and Donovan would give you a better chance of winning a championship next year than LeBron, Jalen Brunson, and I guess Cat would still be there.
Yeah, Cat would still be there. So they would trade, like, Mikal Bridges would probably be the big piece that goes.
So, like, I think you still have a better chance of winning.
I want to touch on something you said in the first stretch of that there, though. So
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think there's a spot that would be a better fairy tale storybook ending than Cleveland?
I think the New York thing.
I don't see it that way.
I think the Knicks having not won a championship since 1972. And guys, this is not a dream that small market, mid market fans. Anything you do in New York is more consequential. The Knicks, who every time they get good, there is a glow up on the four-letter network alone at the idea of the Knicks being really good and winning a championship. That narrative is as powerful now. Not having won a title in 50 years is now as powerful as winning the first title in Cleveland.
I'm open to the conversation. I did underplay in my head the severity and how just insane the Bing Bongers are in New York.
Yeah.
Because they really are. I mean, if they taught us anything in this last little stretch over the couple years, and really last year and making it to the conference finals, I mean, they shut New York Times Square. I just called it New York Times Square. That's bad by me. But they shut Times Square down.
It's a real quarterback tier moment for you.
I'm just not a New Yorker is what this is. I'm just not a New Yorker. Apologies for not being a New Yorker.
What are you talking about?
Sorry. As I say it, like a New Yorker. I apologize for not being a New Yorker.
That was kind of like Regis. I'm not saying it was bad.
Which is classic New York, by the way.
It wasn't bad.
If there's the epitome of someone that's New York.
I don't know I would classify it as good.
Now I'm just going to do that voice and just call it Regis moving forward then.
But in fairness to the conversation we're having, I still think there's a part of me that thinks like the 2014 was so pure. There was no one crapping on it other than hot take artists like Skip Bayless, who nobody gave a damn what they said. I think this would be different. I think if he came home, I was talking with Bill, and Bill has been very critical of LeBron this summer and just where the direction of the Lakers and LeBron's the la drama, as it were. And I asked him, and he's like, I just don't think I could embrace it. And that to me surprised me.
Because you already got yours. That's it. 2016, you already got yours.
Well, I think
for some people, that's enough. It's not enough for me. I'm a championship guy. But for a lot of people, well, you're the one smiling over ALCS appearances the last two seconds.
I am a championship guy.
I've never been anything but.
Big championship guy. You know what I am? I'm a top three guy.
Big titles guy.
If I don't have a top three pick, I'm never going to be happy. But you're a championship guy over
not
there.
Not satisfied with the ALCS.
I forgot.
We've talked about it.
I forgot those picket signs outside the World Series championship in Chicago.
I don't know what else we're playing for. We're not playing for titles here, Nick.
But
you know what my house in Solon's called? Title Town.
I thought it was No-So. You mean?
You keep calling it No-So because you want me to be No-So Jonathan, like No-Ho Hank.
No, No-So Johnny.
No-So Johnny, yeah. Even worse.
That sounds like a badass gambler.
No, it doesn't.
All right, listen, we're going to pay you your money, but you got to go see No-So
Johnny.
No-So Johnny
sounds like the guy that cheats out on his gambling debts, not the guy that enforces the gambling debts.
It does not.
Like, God, did you get that 20 from No-So Johnny? No, No-So Johnny's a deadbeat.
No-So Johnny. Nay. No-So Johnny's like the cool gambler that all the Sharks and the Vinnies and the Boomboxes and all, that they're like, listen, I hope I never have to break his legs.
Yeah, No-So Johnny has had multiple knees that have been broken.
I don't think we're talking about the same Johnny. This all being said, where are we going? Oh, I think it's really interesting that LeBron could come home for a third time, which for just you and me, I would immediately think we're winning the title next year, even where he is now.
Yeah.
Even being the guy who can't take over games single-handedly back to back to back to back, which, by the way, the idea that people hold that against him is so stupid I can't even comprehend it. But
I think there's another segment, though, and this is part of what last week taught us, and it's taught us a lot with these LeBron conversations, Nick. I think a lot of people don't believe that it's going to happen, so they're not letting their feelings actually attach themselves to LeBron. And so if it were to happen, I think the reaction would be very different because everybody would then get instantly excited and they'd think about it and they'd talk about it and they'd have a lot of fun with it.
See, what's interesting is
there's a segment of people that aren't letting, they're not letting their feelings open to the idea that it could happen. They think about LeBron as he's just toying with them the way that he's toyed with us a couple different times already.
But I think what's really interesting about that is I also think that's rooted in LeBron fatigue. I mean, I got it with Tom Brady, so I'm not sitting on a soapbox here. But I think there are people who, if they could just retire LeBron tomorrow, I'm talking about like national media members. I'm talking about big names in the sport because they've seen it and they're sick of the game and they just wanted to move on. And I get that. Those are the same people that are going to wax poetic about LeBron in 5 years. And those are the same people that if LeBron did win a championship in Cleveland to end his career in year 23, championship number 5, I think would change their tune. But it would be up until that point. He would get incredible. Yeah, sorry, he wouldn't get incredible. It's not the decision. He would get so much more criticism, and the expectations would be so much higher this time. Because the only thing that would pass the bar and him coming home again for a lot of people, even in Cleveland, it's lesser in Cleveland than it is outside of Cleveland. The only way he wins this whole thing and gets both what he wants, which is a championship and winning off the court, winning the narrative battle, is if he wins that title.
No, you have to. That's the problem in this discussion if you're LeBron, is that if you make that move, you have to then deliver. Where meanwhile, if he stays in Los Angeles, he doesn't have to win anything.
Would LeBron's second homecoming be received the same as his 2014 homecoming? I'm just curious, where would it rank for you? Would it be anywhere close? If tomorrow he said, actually, I've opted out of my contract and I'm signing a veteran min deal in Cleveland, would that to you come anywhere close to 2014? 216-474-0092. It's not about how it might actually be. It's going to be about how it's going to be perceived. And perception is reality. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.